But how did you actually find out? I asked. After a long pause, Marchetti said, From my cousin. That evening. It was after... What was it? It was... How did you find out? Senno cut in, visibly exasperated. Don't be so fucking vague. He wants to know exactly how you found out. What happened? Who told you? Marchetti's father gave his son a worried look. Someone called them, he said, trying to help. No, said Senno. Carella says that. He, pointing to Massimiliano, he didn't hear the telephone call. I wasn't, in the same room, said Marchetti. Senno leaned toward me, palms up. What can I do? That's the way he talks, understand? He's trying to defend himself, and he talks like that. He pulls out one word a minute. No way can I let him testify. What's going to be your main line of defense? I asked Senno. What's your most powerful argument? Motive, said Senno. Casson hasn't even suggested Massimiliano has a motive. How could he? Massimiliano was only an employee of Viet. Viet wasn't his company. He had no worries about any penalty or fine. He couldn't possibly have had a motive. When Casson talks about a motive, Senno went on, he always says it was the penalty. That's Carella, maybe, but not Massimiliano. So Carella is really his main suspect. But there is absolutely no evidence to implicate Massimiliano at all, except that he told Casson that he and his cousin were never out of each other's sight. That ties him to Carella. So if Carella set the fire, then Casson figures Massimiliano had to be there too. If Massimiliano hadn't said that, Casson would have severed him from the case, and he wouldn't be going through any of this. But look, Massimiliano didn't think he was a suspect until he was arrested 16 months after the fire. He didn't have a lawyer, me, until the day he was arrested, and by then, he'd been interrogated 5 times. So, do you think Carella might be guilty? I asked. Or, at least, do you think he might know what happened? I didn't say that, Senno said. I only meant that of the two boys, Carella would be the more likely candidate. Do you think they've been set up? Absolutely, the whole thing stinks. It's been very dirty from the start. The police, the press, the whole thing. When we come to trial, I'm going to show that these two kids didn't have enough time to set the fire. Between the time Casson says they were last seen in the theater and a few minutes later, when I can prove they were outside, I won't go into all the details now, but they'd have had to run through the theater at top speed to do it, and in the dark, too. But if it's arson, I said, what other suspects are there? Are you kidding? With all the oddball characters they had over there at the Fenice, they didn't have to pick on these two guys. There was actually one guy working there, listen to this, who used to say, fire, fire, every time he walked by. No joke. And I heard about another guy who, wherever he worked, a fire would break out. They ruled that guy out almost immediately. No, the only evidence Casson has is who officially left the theater last, and officially it was Carella and Marchetti. Now, what kind of evidence is that? What does it prove? Anybody could have walked into that theater. Anybody. No one was checking. Doors were unlocked. Some doors were even left open. Nobody was standing guard. The custodian wandered off and didn't even show up at the fire until 20 minutes later. But who needed an arsonist anyway? The place wasn't a theater. It was a cow shed, ready to go up in flames any minute.